Right, okay, we're recording. So if you just give me your name and your age.
Sophie Stevenson, 11.
Okay, Sophie, so you have a very special dad at the moment, don't you?
Yeah.
So tell us what he's doing.
He's gone to Haiti to save people's lives because when the earthquake happened, buildings fell on top of people.
So have you seen much of this on the news?
Yeah.
And what do you think when you see it on the TV?
I think I'm very proud of my daddy, but it's very sad that people have died.
Do you understand what's happened over there and kind of the devastation that it's caused?
Yeah.
And have you been talking about it at school?
Yeah, I've done two assemblies and we're collecting money for Haiti.
So what's been happening in these assemblies?
Well, I have to tell everyone why my dad's gone there and what's he doing and stuff like that.
And how does that feel to do things like that in front of all your classmates?
It's really good because I'm really proud of my dad.
Have you managed to speak to your dad since he's been out there?
Yeah, I spoke to him on Sunday. He said that it's not really nice at the moment and he wouldn't like to go there on holiday. And he's not sleeping because the tents are next to where the aeroplanes go. And when the aeroplanes set off, you can hear them and there's a tarantula nest next to his bed.
So when he tells you things like this, what do you think?
Some bits that he says, I feel really sad and I miss him. And then some things, he's just saying, I miss you and I love you, and I say it back.
Okay, so your dad's playing a very important part over in Haiti. So do you understand what kind of role he has over there?
Yeah, because he's led lots of firemen out there to help save people's lives.
And they helped rescue a three-year-old. So your dad is a bit of a hero, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm really proud of my dad and he always is a hero to me.
So when you tell like your best friend at school and some of your other classmates, what do they say to you?
They say stuff like, well, you must be really proud and my family and friends and the teacher that have been supportive.
Are they a bit jealous as well?
No, my friends and family aren't like that.
Okay, so when you heard what happened and then you found out that your dad had to go out there, what was your thought about that?
That I would miss him and I would be upset but at the same time really proud of him.
He's working in some quite dangerous conditions, so does that scare you a little bit?
Yeah, but he's saving lots of people's lives. But I'm sometimes a bit scared because there was a little earthquake the other day, but he's there to help people.
And it's not the first time, I imagine, that he's been to somewhere like this, because I think he told me on the phone, because I said to him on the phone, oh, how do you prepare yourself? And he said, well, actually, you know, this is my job and this is what I do. So, you know, it's something that he must enjoy as well, I imagine. Does he talk to you about things like that?
Yeah, he went to the Pakistan earthquake as well, but he was there for a week. But when he's in Haiti, I think he might be there a little longer.
So how do you get to talk to him whilst he's away? Just the odd phone call?
Yeah, I've had two phone calls and he sometimes texts Mummy on the phone. Every day he texts Mummy.
And we hear from the fire brigade as well, don't we?
Yeah, we hear from the fire brigade. The fire brigade phone us to tell us that he's all right and he's doing really well there.